This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kelly Perrell is the Executive Director of Virginia 21. She joins us on the phone from her office in Richmond. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Hi, Coy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you.
Have you had an opportunity to check out richmondsunlight.com as of yet?
I have. It's pretty exciting. I've sent it out to all of my students as a good way for them to track the comings and goings of the different pieces of legislation they're interested in this year.
I've heard some just some whispers from around Richmond from some LA's legislative assistants, even from some delegates who are just blown away. Virginia has never had, and no state has. Really, this is Virginia is way out in front for having this technology, thanks to Waldo Jaquith. No state has this type of web technology, web interface access to what is going on right now in the Virginia General Assembly with your legislator, with bills. It's going to make what you do with Virginia 21 a whole lot more, I don't want to say easier, but it's going to streamline things for you and make it a lot more exciting.
Definitely. Waldo's really outdone himself, and I've already heard a lot of professional lobbyists say that they'll be using it as well. It's just not just for the average citizen.
Kelly, remind folks again who just might be joining us and may have missed previous conversations that I have had with you. What is Virginia 21, the history, the mission, and then we'll get into some of the specifics of some things that y'all will be doing this year in Virginia.
Sure. Virginia 21 is the country's and the Commonwealth's first generational advocate for young voters. We were founded in 2002. Some of you may recall that a higher ed bond referendum was on the ballot, and a group of students got together at the College of William & Mary to form the first ever political action committee, a PAC run entirely by students. They quickly brought the student body presidents from several other public universities on board and did some massive voter registration campaigns, educating the public about this bond referendum. After that passed, 73% business leaders signed on and says, we think you have a model for great success. And after 1 year in action in Richmond, we were dubbed by the Associated Press to be the AARP of the next generation, which was pretty high praise for us. We've now been around for 3 legislative sessions and focused on a number of pieces of legislation, including reforming the textbook market to make sure prices are more affordable, taking a look at higher education funding and campus safety issues as well.
Is there any discussion, and I've never asked you this before, and I'm totally ignorant about this, has there been any discussion about taking Virginia 21 national so that there would be some type of national organization, perhaps in Washington, that would represent college-age men and women in America?
Well, we've gotten a few more phone calls about that lately, about different student groups in other states wanting to build on our model and create their own advocacy group. We're still pretty young, though, so we're going to stick to Virginia now. One of the things that makes Virginia especially unique is the huge amount of support that the business community lends to higher education. I think without some of our, we are funded entirely by individual and corporate donors at this point and are starting to look into more grant and foundation funding. So perhaps down the road, but for now we're going to stay focused on Virginia.
Well, thank you, and kudos to Jim Ucrops.
Absolutely.
One of your
chairman of our board, and really without him, we couldn't have gotten off the ground.
Yeah, and you know what? An amazing business story there. And, you know, we really have to applaud him for supporting Virginia 21. This is just another one of the things going on in Virginia that raises the bar for the rest of the nation and shows the rest of the nation, hey, you could be doing it like this. Look at what we're doing. This is exceptional. This is new. This is exciting. And it represents a different, fresh approach to government.
Thank you.
What are some of the things that y'all are going to be looking at in this 2000 session? I'm sure you have a full slate.
Well, all of our legislative decisions are made by our student leadership committee. That's comprised of the student body presidents at all of the four-year universities and a growing number of the community colleges throughout the state. As the elected representatives of their student populations, we think they're the best ones to make those decisions on their behalf. So we focus our agenda on education, economic development, and good government, and have 3 major initiatives that we're working on in those areas this year. The first initiative is the Community College Transfer Grant Program. It's being sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Walter Stosch from Richmond and House Appropriations Chairman Vince Callahan. They've always been focused on higher education access and affordability, and this bill is providing access to community college students who might not otherwise have access to a bachelor's degree. It targets in on a population of students who perform well academically. If they get a 3.0 GPA and earn their associate degree, but demonstrate significant financial need if they're at or below 150% of median family income. So if their family makes $75,000 a year or less, then they would be eligible to receive a grant from the state, and that grant would cover the difference between the tuition they're paying, for example, at Piedmont Virginia Community College and the tuition they would pay at a four-year university like UVA.
So it would help a qualified kid go from a Piedmont to a UVA when the only thing that might be prohibiting them from doing so would be finances.
Exactly. Basically, they'd be able to get their four-year bachelor degree at a community college price.
That's amazing. And this is a grant, not a loan.
Exactly. This would be the first of its kind in the country. No other state has a program like that, but we feel that looking at statistics that show students who do transfer perform very well once they get to a four-year university, and any good public policy benefits both the state and the student. A student who gets their bachelor's degree earns over $12,000 more a year on average than a student with just an associate degree. And that contributes back $3,400 more dollars in taxes.
Kelly Perrell, our guest, Virginia 21. Kelly, what's the early word on the chances this faces in the assembly this year?
Well, I'm, hopefully confident, and it's not over till it's over, but with the majority leader in the Senate and the appropriations chairman, Delegate Callahan, sponsoring it in each chamber, I think we have a very good chance of that getting through.
That's a very good sign. What else? What other couple items are you looking at?
This one may seem less flashy, but I think there's no better way for the state to protect our economic future than to invest in higher education funding. We've talked before on your program about base adequacy funding, which is the formula that the state uses to fund our higher education institutions. And right now that in 2005, the Higher Education Restructuring Act required the universities to write six-year financial plans. They submitted those in 2006, and basically the goal of those plans was to fully fund the system by 2012. And we're on our way. The state put in $233 million new into higher education for the 06-08 budget, which was a huge step towards achieving our goals. But unfortunately, in the second half of the biennium, we're not quite there yet. We're still about $100 million short. So we're asking the state to make up that difference and keep us on track. Basically, the student message to legislators this year is stick to the plan. When students go to college, they're expected to financially plan to pay for 4 years. So they're saying, why don't you stick to the plan as well, and let's reach our goal in the next 6 years.
The alternative, of course, is that tuition rates go up.
Exactly.
And you're also looking at redistricting. Is that right?
We are. That falls into our good government umbrella. This year, Delegate Chris Peace, who represents the Richmond area, just put in a bill today to study Virginia's redistricting process. The study would include a committee of a number of senators, delegates, citizen appointees, the State Board of Elections, and the Chief Justice of the Virginia Supreme Court. We really look at it as voters not having the ability to hold lawmakers accountable when they don't have any alternatives. In 2005, only 38% of the House of Delegates races had real two-party competition, and only 11 of those races were decided by less than 10% of the vote.
And I know Brian Moran, who will be on this program tomorrow, is also introducing legislation to create a nonpartisan panel to redistrict states versus who's ever in power redistricting.
That's right.
Kelly Perrell is the executive director of Virginia 21. That's at virginia21.org. Kelly, thank you so much. And I also want to take a moment to congratulate you for having been accepted into the class of 2007 political leaders program at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia.
Thank you. I'm very excited and very glad that I have this session to keep me busy until March, because I just can't wait.
Yep, we're looking forward to working with you this year. Kelly Perrell at Virginia 21. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Coy. Take care.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, on the Sorensen blog, and at WINA.com. A very quick break, and we're back with Governor Christine Todd Whitman right here on Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.